so you don't matter anymore. I'll convince myself, I'm sure, as if I give a damn. Your candle up again. You can burn one down for me.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Severe weather from Texas to New Jersey has led to tornado warnings, power outages, and at least 18 deaths. St. Louis City officials confirm that at least 5 people are dead there and more than 5,000 homes have been damaged after a powerful tornado tore through the city during rush hour Friday afternoon. Fire Chief Dennis Jenkerson on recovery efforts.
We have 17 search teams in place that are searching a coordinated grid, if you will, that's reporting back to a command post so we can track everything they do. They are searching with the police department, who's providing assistance.
9 deaths are reported in Kentucky and 2 more in Virginia because of the storms. 7 inmates are still at large in Louisiana after a prison break early yesterday. 10 men in total were able to escape the Orleans Justice Center. 3 have been recaptured in the last day. Authorities say the remaining fugitives should be considered armed and extremely dangerous. This is ABC News. Day 2 of the New Jersey transit strike, which is disrupting public transportation all around New York and New Jersey.
Roughly 450 engineers walking off the job at New Jersey Transit, the third largest transit system in the nation. The walkout, the state's first transit strike in more than 40 years, ending New Jersey Transit train service in New Jersey, New York, and Philadelphia. At the center of the labor dispute, wages. The union says engineers earn an average of $113,000 a year. They want that to increase to $170,000.
ABC's Gio Benitez. Talks are scheduled to resume tomorrow. A Russian drone strike has destroyed a civilian minibus in northeastern Ukraine, leaving 9 people dead and injuring 4 others, according to military authorities. Ukrainian National Police condemn the attack as a cynical war crime. Russia has not directly commented. It all comes just hours after Russia and Ukraine held their first direct peace talks since 2022. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples prints it all.
Oh, you bet. Posters, banners.
Can you print it all for Father's Day?
Oh, of course. Photo gifts like canvas prints, photo puzzles.
Can you print it all for graduation?
Sure can. Custom cards and invites.
Can you print a huge banner with a grad's picture?
Oh, definitely.
Even an embarrassing baby picture?
Oh, those are the best kind.
I know, right?
Print it all for dads and grads at Staples. And right now, get 40% off custom cards, invites, and photo gifts. N75 exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My car is making this noise. Sometimes it's like, and sometimes it's like,
do you have a dash light on?
Oh, yeah.
Then we don't have to listen for clues. With the free Fix Finder service, we can read a check engine, ABS, or maintenance light to find the likely fix and even recommend a local shop if you need one.
So you don't need to hear the...
Not with Fix Finder. Everything you need, nothing you don't.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. The State Department of Veterans Affairs is launching a redesigned and streamlined website. The overhaul should provide veterans and their families with an improved experience, connecting them with all state veterans benefits and services. To see the updated site, head to wisvets.com. The Department of Natural Resources is encouraging ATV-UTV operators to take a safety class before heading out on their machines. More information on safety classes can be found on the DNR websites. At the Capitol, budget talks between Governor Tony Evers and legislative leaders have failed to get off the ground. Evers' office said he's looking forward to continuing good faith dialogue. Republican leaders say they need to meet face-to-face with the governor before the end of next week. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Not all soils are created equal. To a farmer, that's nothing new. Different parts of your field yield differently. Advertising shares a lot of similarities. There are more choices than ever about where to put your advertising dollars. A recent survey shows farmers rely on radio for their ag news almost five times as much as social media. To use another metaphor, farm radio is the best soil for planting those seeds of advertising. This message brought to you by the National Association of Farm Broadcasting.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Cloudy skies today, highs in the mid-50s, northwest winds around 25 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low near 40. Near 60 with partly sunny skies for your Sunday. 61, slight chance of rain Monday. Better chance of rain on Tuesday, low 60s. For Wednesday, chance of showers, high near 67. Back to the upper 60s for Thursday. It's 48 at our studios.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Whose bed have your boots been under? Hey! Whose bed have your boots been under? And whose heart did you steal, I wonder? This time did it feel like thunder, baby? Well, whose bed have your boots been under?
Whose bed have your boots been under? And whose heart is
Boots out of here, Shania, the great Shania here. Catfish in early today for Dave on the Saturday morning thing. Yeah, into the weekend we go. You got some fun plans this weekend, warming up, get ready. Can you believe it? Memorial Day, Monday's a week from Monday. Coming up, Megan Maroney here in a few. Also some John Party, Garth Brooks. Here's Gary Allen. Chief Entertainment heads out of the airport. Watch them planes take off and land. Something like that, right?
Sitting out here on the hood of this truck, looking up at a caramel-colored sunset sky. Checking my watch, doing the math in my head, counting backwards to when you said goodbye. Will those runway lights getting bright?
FM, WRDN.
When I was 14, I was falling fast for a blue-eyed girl in my homeroom class, trying to find the courage to trying to get off from a water spout. What you would have said, I can't say. I never did ask, but you moved away. But I learned something from my blue-eyed girl. Sink or swim, you gotta give it a whirl.
Country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Guys that can't communicate. track. The old me doesn't know how to feel about that. Am I okay? I think I'm okay.
Saturday, May 17th, Catfish here. Let's see. If you're having a birthday today, share it with Derek Huff, 40, member Dancing with the Stars. Enya, the singer, 64. Ooh, Cherry Cobbler Day. I love these food holidays. Also, Pinot Grigio. Yeah. Little Cherry Cobbler later. Wash it down with some Pinot. Ah, happy Saturday. Lainey Wilson, 4x4 by you coming up. She won the big ACM Entertainer of the Year. Couple Thursdays ago. Got Garth on the way. Up next.
Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Good Morning Gang. Tim Fisher will start with Major League Baseball, where the Milwaukee Brewers dropped the opener of their series with the Minnesota Twins by the final count of 3-0 at AmFam last night. The crew running into the hottest team in baseball as the Twins ran off their 12th straight victory, skipper Pat Murphy.
But give credit to the Twins. This is a team that's played really good, and they're kind of, their mojo's going, the balls are falling. You know, they're playing good. And they're pitching really well.
Chad Patrick takes the loss, giving up 3 earned over 6 innings, scattering 8 hits. And despite the loss, Murphy was impressed with the way his starter pitched.
Chad Patrick continues to show that he has the right stuff, meaning the right insides to pitch up here and pitch in big situations. I mean, yeah, he didn't have his best stuff early. He'll be the first to tell you I was behind in the count. I didn't throw the ball great early. William did a great job helping him along, and they battled for the last 4 innings together. You know, and got through it.
Game 2 of the rivalry weekend series, 6:15 first pitch tonight. Tobias Myers goes to the bump against Pablo Lopez. On to football, where one of the big questions around the league this offseason is where former Packer quarterback Aaron Rodgers will end up. Packer head coach Matt LaFleur tells NBC Sports he expects Rodgers to sign with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I just can't see him not playing the game of football this year, and that obviously makes the most sense. I know that just in our discussions over the years, he's a guy that he's had as much respect for as anybody, as a guy like Mike Tomlin. So I could certainly see that coming to fruition here pretty shortly.
To the NBA, where the Eastern Conference Finals are set after the New York Knicks knocked off the Boston Celtics last night, 119-81, to win the series 4-2. The Knicks and Indiana Pacers open up on Wednesday night. I'm Tim Fisher, Wisconsin Radio Network Sports.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like her 15th. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 5/19/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store single line activation on qualifying plan. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
It's been a wreck, mean week, 60 plus from dawn to dusk in the red dirt heat, busting it up for a couple of bucks, but it ain't no thing. Just another day till I'm on my way to them cool, cool sheets. And you and me working on the night shift, baby. Dying for your touch like crazy. Racking up the overtime hours. Loving how we're working on the night shift, baby. Gonna rock it right. No need to talk, I know what you want and what you like. Cause I do too, yeah, I love how you leave on the lights. Not a thing between you and me, and it feels so nice when you. Been a wreck, me, weak. Oh, but who needs sleep when you're working on the night shift, baby? Dying for your touch like crazy. Racking up the overtime hours. Loving how we're working on the night shift, baby.
You know the words. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
They packed up all his buckles and shipped his saddle to his den. By the way the house looked, she must have took it bad. The workers come on Monday to fix the door and patch the wall. They say she just went crazy the night she got the call. He was up in Wyoming and drew a bull no man could ride. He promised her he'd turn out. Well, it turned out that he'd lie. And all the dreams that they'd been living in the California sand, dying right there beside him in Cheyenne. Just went crazy, screaming out his name. She ran out into the ocean, and to this day they claim that if you go down by the water, you'll see her footprints in the sand.
sand. 'Cause every night she walks the beaches of Cheyenne. Never found her body, just her diary by the bed. It told about the fight they had and the words that she had said. When he told her he was writing, she said, "Then I don't give a damn. If you never come back from Cheyenne." They say she just went crazy, screaming out his name. She ran out into the ocean, and to this day they claim that if you go down by the water, you'll see her footprints in the sand. 'Cause every night she walks the beaches of Cheyenne. Some say she's still alive. They even claim they've seen her on the shoreline late at night. 'Cause if you go down by the water, you'll see her footprints in the sand. 'Cause every night she walks the beaches of Cheyenne. Yes, every night she walks and beaches of Cheyenne.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like to mention? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to WRDN1430@gmail.com.
Don't sit in a shotgun seat unless I want to, and you make me want to. Hypnotized by the white lines, your hands 10-2 on this heart of mine, makes me feel at home. Yeah, boy, I'm right at home in a 4x4 by you. Out in the driveway, backed up to a fire on a tailgate, feet on the dashboard. Oh, nothing I love more. Not eating nothing, but we in slow motion, up in the mountains or down by the ocean. It's all the same to me. Ain't nowhere I'd rather be than in a 4x4. City
by you. Hey, let's check out my top 10 list here this morning. I love to do the top 10 list. You know, there's so many things to cover in the top 10. Here we go. Time for today's top 10 list.
Let me tell you. Drum roll, please.
All right, today's top 10 are the top 10 hobbies. They're an instant flag that this person could be, yeah, not the right person for you or the one to hang out with you, or they're a nut job. The top 10 hobbies. They're an instant flag. Number 10. They're really into beauty pageants, particularly the kiddo beauty pageants. I mean, cute for some, but yeah, others. Not so much. Number 9, people who are into pranking all the time. Yeah, that can get annoying. Hobbies that are a red flag. They're into scratch lotto tickets because it rarely just scratchers, huh? CrossFit fans, collecting taxidermy animals. You go into their house, they got a bunch of heads stuffed all over the place. Being super into celebrities in their lives, a hobby of following all kinds of celebrities on social media and talking about them, it's a red flag. Trolling people online for fun, making AI girlfriends and arguing with them, wow. How about someone having to watch every single Hallmark movie that is released? Hobbies, things that are a red flag. And finally, not having a hobby at all or judging other people's hobbies. What, you don't like that I'm into nude gardening? I know, it's not a good look. Maybe I should put a Speedo on. And there you go. Uh-huh, I'm joking. Your top tenner for today, right here. All right, have a good day.
Ooh, ma.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm. I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code MOVE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Cloudy skies today, highs in the mid-50s. Northwest winds around 25 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low near 40. Near 60 with partly sunny skies for your Sunday. 61, slight chance of rain Monday. Better chance of rain on Tuesday, low 60s. For Wednesday, chance of showers, high near 67. Back to the upper 60s for Thursday. It's 48 at our studios.
This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Milky Monday.
Dave Krasowski, Stonex Dairy Group broker in Chicago. Dave, we got the March Dairy Products Report last week from USDA. What was your takeaway from it, and did it have much influence on the markets?
If it had any influence on the markets, it would be a non-fat dry milk market. That was the big takeaway on that report. All else, production looked somewhat subdued, but the manufacturer stocks of non-fat dry milk, they revised down the February inventory number from 328 million down to 250 million. So 78 million pound revision, arguably could be probably one of the largest revisions in history, if not certainly in my career, on non-fat dry milk stocks. So that has supported the non-fat dry milk futures market. But it's such a big number that it's a little unsettling, and I'm not sure that the markets fully believe that type of number. But otherwise, if we look around the other products, I mean, butter was up 8.6%. That was, you know, kind of a strong showing on butter. Lactose was up Total cheese was up 1.4%, which is not earth-shattering.
Tuesday.
It is springtime. I think we all kind of get a little bit of that spring cleaning, but we don't really do it with our habits. We like physically clean and clear and like remove clutter, but with our habits, we just kind of keep doing the same thing. So first off, when there are times when you're kind of just running on autopilot, those habits that we've had for a really long time, brushing your teeth, putting your clothes on in the morning, think about the things that your parents taught you that you've really been doing since you were old enough to start remember doing them. Like those are habits that you don't have to think about doing, that you are on autopilot and you are getting them done. For some of us, when we are creating a new habit, actually for all of us, it takes intention. It takes thinking about it. It takes reminding about it. So those habits that we've been doing for a really long time that help kind of keep us on autopilot and getting things done, those are ones we rely on when stress is high and we literally have no time to think. So it's important to acknowledge that whether you think you have habits or not, you at least have a few.
Wednesday.
We're here to communicate accurate science-based information about animal agriculture, to debunk myths and correct the narrative about sustainability, animal welfare, and other important topics. As a farmer or rancher, we rely on consumers feeling confident in the products that we're producing, whether that's meat, milk, eggs, seafood, whatever that is. We need our consumers to know that the farmers and ranchers behind them are committed to responsible practices when it comes to animal welfare, being good stewards of the environment, and good neighbors in our communities. At the Alliance, we're here to make sure consumers, again, have access to that type of information. And we also provide resources on farm and ranch security. So if you're hiring, if people are trying to come on to your farm or facility, we can help you be prepared for that to help safeguard your livelihood.
Thursday.
It certainly is a momentous occasion for New York FFA and Ag Education. It was announced that we had over 3,400 FFA advisors, students, and guests present.
That's just fantastic. And this New York State Fairgrounds is a great backdrop.
It certainly is. Since the 40s, that this organization has met on the fairgrounds. This is the place it all started in 1926. Three or four schools came together and created this association, and we're 100 years into it.
Right now we're at the Vendor Expo. Tell us a little bit about what happens here.
We have a expo inside the horticulture building. We have over 50 vendors. Basically, the number one goal is to engage. My big thing is if you're not telling your story and if you're not in the room, then you're not relevant. So have conversations, find out what their passions and interests are, and to make a decision towards their industry or their college or the military or wherever a kid has a passion.
Friday.
Free fatty acids found in actual milk itself. This research was in the Journal of Dairy Science in the February 2025 issue, and it comes from a group of researchers from the University of Guelph in Canada. And we know that elevated levels of free fatty acids in bulk milk has an impact on milk quality and milk quality concerns. The typical value that's being identified as being high would be over 1.2 millimolar of free fatty acids per 100 grams of milk fat. So the take-home messages are that certainly free fatty acids can be important in milk, can be monitored, and is being monitored in Canada and on farms. Individual cow factors, season of the year, storage and milking systems will be important. And total diets didn't collect enough data to solve that one as well. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Hey, have a great day.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to DairyRadio.com.
Dairy Rewind. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange, milk markets were lower Friday, June down 18 to 1920, July down 16 to 1920, August down 16 to 1917, September down 17 at 1915. Cheese markets were higher, barrels up 6 to 188, 40-pound blocks up 3.25 to 193, 1 trade a barrel, 16 trade a block on the day, cash butter up 1 to 234 and a quarter. quarter 10 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down a quarter to 122 and a half, 5 trades. Dry whey up a half to 55 even, 1 trade on the day. Live in feeder cattle markets were higher on the day on a short covering bounce back on Friday on a lot of technical buying after the big losses from Thursday. Also, there was still some higher box beef prices, a few higher cash cattle trades, that helping to support the markets. Hogs were mixed lower in the nearby month as the resistance levels continued to push prices back down, but some of the deferred contracts did move a bit higher due to the higher pork cutout values. June live cattle up $1.05 to $212.22. May feeder cattle up 67 cents to $296.85. June hogs down 37 cents to $100.32. Chicago Board of Trade, corn and wheat lower. Soybeans were higher. It was quiet in the grain markets Friday. Prices traded a few cents on either side of unchanged as fresh news was lacking. And traders are still viewing the weather as mostly favorable, at least for now. July corn down 5 to 443 and a half. New crop down 3 and a quarter to 435 and a half. July beans down 1 and a quarter to 1050. New crop up a quarter to 1035 and a half. July soybean meal down 450 to 291.90. July soybean oil down 39 cents to 48.93. Chicago wheat July down 7 and 3 quarters to 525. Minneapolis wheat July down 6 and 3 quarters to 573 and a quarter. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Local markets from Friday at Elsevia Durand, cash corn 391, June 394, July 397, new crop 376. Cash beans 965, June 970, July 975, new crop 946. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 409.5, June 405.5, July 405.5, new crop 385.5. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 410, June 414, August 406, new crop 386. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 388, new crop 385, cash beans 975, new crop 960. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 399, new crop 385, cash beans 965, new crop 950. Red Wing Grains, cash corn 413, June 414, July 416, and new crop 396, cash beans 1012, June 1016, July 1017, new crop 977. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 387, June 391, new crop 379, cash beans 971, June 975, new crop 963. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 208 to 330, Holstein fed cattle 188 to 205, market cows 115 to 148, bulls 130 to 197, calves 550 to 1490, beef steers 200 to 445, Holstein steers 200 to 550. Sheep markets, light lambs 360 and down, market lambs 265 and down, ewes 140 and down, rams 100 and down, goat markets, does 175 and down, bucks 200 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Cloudy skies today, highs in the mid-50s. Northwest winds around 25 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low near 40. Near 60 with partly sunny skies for your Sunday. 61, slight chance of rain Monday. Better chance of rain on Tuesday, low 60s. For Wednesday, chance of showers, high near 67. Back to the upper 60s for Thursday.
It's 47 right now.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Stay gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door, where blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar. Come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
The road and these are the hands.
Alma Eagles. From all of us at Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Well, I love her, but I love to fish. I spend all day out on this lake, and hell is all I catch. But today she met me at the door, said I would have to choose. If I hit that fishing hole today, she'd be packing all her things and she'd be gone by noon. Well, I'm gonna miss her when I get home. Right now I'm on this lake shore, and I'm sitting in the sun. I'm sure it'll hit me when I walk through that door tonight. Yeah, I'm gonna miss her. Oh, looky there, I've got a bite. If I hurry, I could beg her to stay. That water's right